来祷告。
And before we end, we'll pray together.
那我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
好，对不起，腓立比书。
Oh, turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 十二节。
Verse 12.
第三章十二节
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12、
这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督所以要得着我的十三节
verse 13
弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事情就是忘记背后努力前面十四节
verse 14
向着标杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我得来的奖赏十五节
Verse 15.
所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心若有人在别事上存别样的心神也必以此指示你们十六节
16.
按照我们到了什么地步就应当照着什么地步去行保罗在这个地方说我不是觉得我已经得着了我已经完全
Paul says here that he doesn't feel that he has already possessed it or he has completed his goal
这个就是一种不满足感
This is a feeling of discontentment
那这种不满足感使他产生一种要继续追求的欲望
And this contentment is what drives him to keep pursuing his goal
我们仔细看我们的生活
If we look carefully at our lives
灵性生活跟物质的生活
Look at our spiritual lives and our secular lives
你仔细想很有趣
And if we think about it, it's rather interesting
我们在物质生活上总是觉得不够
In our worldly lives, we feel like we don't have enough
太太啊这个礼拜天出去逛街回来报告先生我今天替你省了200块
For instance, the wife may go out shopping on Sunday, and after she comes back from her shopping, she says to her husband, I have saved you $200.
因为现在广告很厉害，广告到最后你就会发现，就只剩这件衣服，你这件衣服一买了，你就穿下去就很有价值。
And so, the advertisements nowadays are very great. Like, it feels like if you buy something, it's supposed to last you forever.
其实你已经很多衣服了。
But in reality, you already have many, many clothes.
有的人鞋子很多可以开鞋店啊，就是再买一双，这一双买下去就很好。
Some people have so many shoes they can open their own shoe store, yet they feel that if they buy this pair of shoes, their collection will be complete.
车子也一样。
And this goes for cars and automobiles.
其实这个车子已经开起来很不错了。
The car you drive today is perfectly fine.
新的 model 出来了。
But then there's a new model.
你要看到人咻一下开过去啊。
And you see the driver next to you zip by.
能够再买这一步就很好。
And you think to yourself, if I could buy this car, it'd be perfect.
房子也是一样。
And it's the same for houses.
这个区不好，我们再换更好的区。
This particular location is not so good, so let's switch to another location.
这个设备已经过时了，我们再弄更新的设备。
And this development is old now. Let's move to a new housing development.
所以人在物质上一直在比较，一直觉得不满足。
So we have a tendency to compare our worldly possessions and keep feeling discontent.
但是属灵上怎么样
But how about our spirituality?
进步最快大概是信主的两三年
The period of time where we improve the most is the first 2-3 years of our belief.
要翻哈巴古书在哪里？新约圣经翻来翻去翻不到。
Sometimes you might try look for Habakkuk and you keep looking the New Testament.
然后觉得说我们差很多。
And then so you feel as if you're lacking in something.
所以我们要努力。
So that you work hard.
但是你到过聚会的两三年之后
But after you've come to service and believe for 2 or 3 years, then you find that you are very much like other people.
那一差不多就停在那里了。
And once you find that you're like everyone else, you stop growing.
所以灵性上我们常常觉得我差不多。
And so in our spiritual lives, we often feel contented with our
在物质生活上觉得我不够。
But then in our worldly possessions, we feel like we don't have enough.
所以在物质上一直在追求，在灵性上追求停止了。
So we keep pursuing things of this world and we stop pursuing things of the spiritual world.
那现在保罗把这个倒过来。
But Paul has reversed this.
你看保罗怎么生活。
Let's see how Paul lives.
他说我是一无所有。
Paul says, I have everything.
我是一无所有。
I have nothing.
但是却是样样都有。
But I have everything.
我是贫穷的。
I am poor.
却叫许多人富足。
But I have made many people rich.
他说他是一无所有，他是贫穷，这是事实。
He says, I have nothing and I am poor, and that is the truth.
他支帐篷，他还有什么？
He had a tent, and what did he?
执掌的,
nothing.
他是,
oh, he's a tent maker.
哦, 他能够有什么?
So what can he possibly
他的生活很简单啊,
have? He lived very simply.
但是他很满足, 他物质生活啊, 有意有时就知足。
He was content with what he had in this world.
那因为在物质生活上能够满足, 你才能够用你的时间、精力、精神来追求属灵的事情。
And only when you are satisfied with your worldly possession do you have the energy and time to spend on pursuing spiritual things.
所以十二节说, 我不是觉得我已经得着了, 我已经完全了。
In verse 12 it says, it's not that I have already obtained it or I've reached the goal.
那如果我们看保罗在写腓立比书的时候, 他的灵性,
if we look at the spirituality of Paul when he wrote the book of Philippians,
他灵性非常的高啊,
it was very high.
我活着就是基督, 今天我们谁能够跟他相比呢?
He said, to live is Christ. How can any of us compare to him?
他能够超越苦难,
and he could live beyond the sufferings.
他能够超越生死,
he can transcend the
world, 生跟死,
the life and death.
他能够超越世界,
and he can transcend the world.
这个灵性相当高啊,
and so this spirituality is very...
但是他说我不是觉得我已经得着了,
but even at this level, he said, it's not that I have obtained it already.
我不是觉得我已经完全了,
and I do not feel like I have achieved my goal.
我还是要竭力地追求,
but I press on to make it my own.
所以你看, 保罗的在年纪很大, 已经快要离世的时候, 他不断一直在追求。
And so we can see that although Paul was rather old and he might have passed away soon, he still continued to pursue his goal.
在属灵上他一直有一个不满足感, 我要追求。
And in terms of his spiritual life, he had a feeling of discontentment and he wanted to keep pursuing his goal.
彼得在年纪大的时候也是这样。
And when Peter was old, he was like this also.
我将这些事情 提醒你们。
He said, I warn you of these things.
要激发你们。
To motivate you.
使你在我离世之后要常常这样做。
So that after I pass away, you will often do these things.
那彼得要激发他们什么?
What did Peter want to motivate them to do?
要他们更加努力追求灵性的进步。
He wanted them to put a lot of effort to pursue spiritual growth.
从信心开始。
And that starts with your faith.
加上德性。 Works.
Works.
然后再讲知识。
And to knowledge.
再加上节制。
And to self-control.
就一直在努力啊,
to keep improving on these things.
这个今天就是我们效法的一个榜样。
And so this is a model that we can follow.
所以, 有时候我们看那个, 在开讲习会, 有的学了几十年的, 他还是在学习。
Sometimes when we have seminars, you find that those who have been attending for 10 years, they feel like they have more to learn.
因为我不是觉得我已经得着了。
Because they do not feel satisfied with what they have learned already.
我要竭力追求。
And they will keep pursuing this.
我们再回来看, 腓立比书3章12节。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
3章12节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
或者可以得着基督，所以得着我的。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
如果我们再看英文的仔细把它分析，他讲或者可以得着基督所要得着，或者有各种不同的翻译，到最后就是他的目标，保罗的目标就是要得着基督。
We can see from this verse that Paul's goal is to attain Jesus Christ.
我们常常在布道会引导人信耶稣，都讲信耶稣有很多好处。
When we have evangelical services, we often say how good it is to believe in Jesus Christ.
将来到天国去，黄金街碧玉城。
We will say, in the future, you could go to heavenly kingdom where the streets are paved with gold.
天国没有黄金街碧玉城的。
Heaven has no streets that are paved with gold.
那个是用物质最好的来形容天国。
This is only trying to take the best things of this world to describe heaven.
那有一天你到天国，你得到什么？
One day when you go to heaven, what do you get?
你到人生你真正的目的地，你得到什么？
And when you have achieved this goal, what do you get?
就是得到基督本身。
What you get is Jesus Christ himself.
我们属基督。
We are of Jesus.
然后基督也属我们。
And Jesus is of us.
所以这个生命得救的人，其实说他额头盖了一个印。
It is written that those who are saved have a seal on their forehead.
那个印啊, 就是有心名, 心名就是耶稣的名。
And on the seal is the new name, and that new name is Jesus.
格罗盖印就是表示我们将来到天国，我们就是属耶稣的。
And we are stamped with the seal, and which means when we go to heaven that we belong to Jesus.
那圣经里面说利未人没有产业。
In the Bible it tells us that the Levites had no inheritance.
他们要分财产，利未人不可以分的。
When all the tribes are getting their allotment of land, the Levites did not have any allotment.
神就是他们的产业。
Because God was their inheritance.
所以我们在属灵上也是一样。
So this is the same way in our spiritual life.
我们是利未人。
We are the Levites.
你将来到天国的财产是什么？
When you go to heaven, what is your inheritance?
神就是你的财产。
God is your inheritance.
所以到天国，你要亲眼看到神。
So when you go to heaven, you can see God with your own eyes.
你要与神同在。
And you will be with God.
也就是得着基督最后的意义。
And that is to say you have attained Jesus Christ.
那我们在活着的时候，要得着基督，就是希望能够基督与我们同在。
And so while we're living, in order to attain Christ later, we want Jesus to be with us now.
能够基督住在我们里面。
In order to have Jesus Christ living in us.
能够有基督的生命在我们里面丰盛的活出来。
So that the life of Christ can be within us and we can live His life.
让别人能够在我们身上看到基督。
So that others can see Jesus Christ manifest in our lives.
这个就是保罗竭力追求的一个目标。
And this is a goal that Paul pursued urgently.
他一直追求要得着基督。
And he constantly pursued to attain Jesus Christ.
今天这就是我们的目标。
And so this is our goal today.
我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是觉得我已经我不是自己已经得着了，我只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力前面，向着标杆直跑。保罗在年纪大的时候说，我只有一件事情。
When Paul got older, he said there is only one thing.
请问我们。有一天你到年纪大的时候，你只有一件事情是什么？
When you get old, what will be the one thing on your mind?
有的人说，我世界都游过了，只有一件事情就是欧洲还没有去。
Some people might say, I have traveled all around the world, but the one place I haven't been to is Europe.
或者我只有一件事情，以色列还没有去。
Or
有几基督徒这样讲。
Or some Christians say, I wish I could have gone to Israel.
我再去访问一下，我就满了，死了就没有遗憾了。
And if I get to visit these places after I die, I will not have no regrets.
所以啊，人到年纪大的时候，只有一件事情，每一个人的一件事不一样啊。
So when people get older, there is one thing they want to do, and it's different for every person.
你灵性不一样，那只有一件事情就不一样。
If you have different levels of faith, that one thing will be different for every person.
那保罗那只有一件事情是什么？
And so what was this one unachieved thing that Paul
had? 忘记背后，努力前面。
And he wanted to forget what lies behind and strain to what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑。
And to keep pressing toward the goal.
所以到年纪大的时候，他只有这件事情。
So when he got old, there's only one thing.
好像人在赛跑。
It was like a person who was in a race.
你看那个马拉松在赛跑。
If you see the marathon race.
刚刚开始的有时候人跑得很快。
In the very beginning, some people ran very fast.
跑得很快，到最后不一定快啊。
But if you start out fast, doesn't mean you'll end that fast.
跑到一半，有的跑不下去了。
Some people run halfway and they can't finish.
就放弃了。
And so they give up.
那跑到最后。
But those who have ran to the end of the race.
你就快到终点了。
And they're almost there.
你就只有一个目标。
Then you only have one goal.
要努力往前冲。
Is to press forward to the finish line.
你超过那条线，你就得奖了。
And if you pass that line, then you have received the prize.
那保罗到这个。阶段已经人生的最后一个阶段了。
And so this stage in Paul's life is the very last stage in his life.
对他来讲，世界已经过了一大半了。
And according to him, he has lived more than half of his life.
现在只有一个标杆。
And right now he has only one goal left.
就是要得着基督从上面照我得来的奖赏。
And that is to achieve, attain the thing, the blessing that God has promised him.
所以他的标杆是在上面的。
So his goal is in heaven.
地面上已经不重要，在上面。
Whatever is on the earth is unimportant. What's in heaven is important.
神要让我得到的奖赏，我要努力去追求。
And so God has this prize waiting for me, and I will pursue it.
这真的是一个属灵的老人。
And so this is a spiritual elder.
所以人在讲说，家里面有一老就是一宝，这是真的。
Some people say if there is an elderly person in your house, it is
一宝是宝贵
precious.
但这有一个条件啊。
But there is a condition.
必须是这个人非常属灵。
That is, if this elderly person is very spiritual,
像保罗一样,
like Paul,
我不是觉得已经得着, 我只要得着基督,
I do not feel like I have attained it already, but I pursue to attain Jesus Christ.
我的标杆就是追求天国，神的奖赏。
My only goal is to pursue heaven and the blessing of God.
天天在属灵上在追求。
And every day he pursues a spiritual goal.
那一老就是一宝。
And so when he gets old, it is a precious thing.
所以这保罗这里讲说，我要得着那个要向那标杆直跑，怎么办？
And Paul talks about how he tries to pursue this goal.
我要忘记背后，我才能够努力前面。
And what he says is he forgets what lies behind and strains forward to what lies ahead.
这个绝对有关系的。
And so this is definitely related.
你如果一直看背后，你怎么跑前面？
If you keep looking behind you, how do you run forward?
你一看背后，你就跌倒了。
Once you look back, you fall down.
你就看没有办法往前跑了。
And then you can't run forward anymore.
你看罗德啊，好不容易天使把他全家都救出来。
Lot escaped Sodom and Gomorrah by the efforts of the angels.
但是到了一半，
But halfway,
什么事情发生了？
Something happened.
罗德的太太回头过来看。
Lot's wife turned her head to see.
背后她忘不掉啊。
She could not forget what lay behind her.
因为索多玛像伊甸园一样。
Because Sodom was like the Garden of Eden.
她前面看只是过一座小山而已。
Ahead of her, all she saw was a small mountain.
索多玛就最终之乐。
And there were many things in Sodom.
太可惜了。
It's such a pity to leave such a place.
忘不了啊。
She could not forget.
忘不了，回头一看。
And so she turned to take a look.
就变一根圆柱啊。
And she became a pillar of salt.
今天你都要到以色列去哦，每一个导游说这个圆柱就罗德的太太，每一个导游指的都不一样。
If you visit the Holy Land and there are some salt pillars there, they will all claim that this salt pillar is Lot's wife.
但是有一个共同点，就是罗德的太太变一根圆柱。
But the common point is that Lot's wife became a pillar of salt.
就是忘不了。
But she could not forget what was behind.
所以神要让他逃到山上，在那里就有救恩了。逃不上去，因为他往后看了。
God told them to run to the mountains so that they could be saved, but she could not do it.
今天我们常常两手握着，属灵也要，属世也要。
In our two hands, on one hand we grasp hold of our spiritual lives, the other hand we grasp hold of our worldly lives.
所以常常你要放弃属世的，你灵性才会进步啊。
Sometimes you have to let go of the worldly part, and then so you can pursue earnestly the spiritual part.
但是你如果忘不了，
but if you cannot bear to let go,
放不下。
You cannot put it down.
你前面你就没有办法往前迈进。
Then you will have a lot of trouble to push forward.
所以这个很难的功课，忘记背后。
So it is very difficult to forget what has in the past.
那我们就想，保罗的背后是指的，忘记背后是指的什么？
When Paul says he wants to forget what lays behind, what is he trying to forget?
这跟第三章的前面有关系的。
And this has to do with the first part of chapter 3.
因为保罗在腓立比里面遇到一些人啊，这个人就来夸口。
In Philippians, he talked about how some people are boastful.
来夸口一些守摩西的律法。
And they boast about how they keep the commandments of Moses.
保罗就很生气啊！你要夸口，我现在讲给你听，我有什么
？And Paul's very angry, and he said, "If you want to boast about that, let me boast to you."
他本来是不想夸口了，他被逼得不得已啊。
Paul would not boast normally, but he was forced into that situation.
我记得一个弟兄啊，读了外教会神学院说，说他要修改真耶稣教会的教义。
There was someone who studied in a seminary that is not in our church, and he said he wanted to fix something in the True Jesus Church.
这很难啊。
This is very hard.
后来就请另外一个弟兄去跟他讲讲看。
And so a brother went to talk with him.
那个弟兄也是读神学的。
And that brother also went to the seminary.
他的书啊，从地上读堆到天花板了。
And they had so many books, it was piled from the floor to the ceiling.
他还没有跟他讲，问以前就先问他，这本你读过没有？没有。
And so this person would even like point out a book to the brother and say, "Have you read this?" And the brother would say, "No."
哪一本你读过没有？
And he would say, "Have you read this one?" And the brother would say, "No."
问了一大堆，他都没有读过。
And so this person asked the brother all these books, and he had never read any of them.
那个弟兄就谦卑下来。
And so the brother was very humble.
保罗也是这样。
And so Paul was like this too.
有一批人就到腓立比教会，教他们要守律法，做什么，这样才可以得救。
So there's a group of people who came to the Philippian church and said, "You have to follow all these laws of Moses in order to be saved." 现在保罗就
讲他所忘记的背后是什么。
And so in the first part of chapter 3, Paul talks about the past that he's trying to forget.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为真受割礼的乃是以我们的神的灵敬拜， 在基督里夸口，不是靠着肉体，啊，真受割礼、真做基督徒的，不是靠肉体。
So those who are true Christians are not relying on the flesh.
靠肉体就是靠人的条件。
If you rely on the flesh, that means you're relying on the regulations of man.
你要进天国不是靠人的条件的。
To enter the kingdom of heaven, you do not follow the rules set forth by humans.
这一些你要把它忘记，放在一旁，你才会进步的。
Only if you put these aside, then you can continue to strive forward.
那这些人的条件常常是人刻意去营造的，是非常觉得很宝贵的。
And so these regulations set by people are they consider very precious.
但是这是追求基督的障碍，所以要把它放在一旁，要把它忘记。
But these regulations become a stumbling block in pursuing Jesus Christ, so we should put it aside.
那肉体指的什么？
And so what is the flesh worth?
我们第四节。
Verse 4.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若别人想他可以靠肉体，我是更可以靠了。第五节。
Verse 5.
我是第八天受割礼，我是西以色列族，我是便雅悯支派人，就希伯来人所生的希伯来人，我是纯的希伯来人所生的希伯来人。那据律法上来说，我是法利赛人。主耶稣拣选十二个门徒里面没有一个法利赛人。
When Jesus chose his 12 disciples, not one of them was a Pharisee.
如果保罗再算上去，十三个。
If Paul was counted among the apostles as a number 13,
巴拉巴再算上十四个。
And Barnabas was counted among them, which is 14.
主耶稣十四个使徒里面，只有保罗一个人是法利赛人。
So out of Jesus' apostles, 14, only one, Paul, was a Pharisee.
法利赛人圣经熟到差不多可以倒背。
The Pharisees are so familiar with the scriptures, they could probably recite it backward.
但是为什么主耶稣不拣选法利赛人？
But why is it that Jesus did not choose the Pharisees to be his disciples?
圣经这么熟，拣选他最好啊。
He is so familiar with the Bible, wouldn't it be perfect to pick this person as his disciple?
但是法利赛人很难放掉的就是他依靠他法利赛人这个头衔。
The problem with the Pharisees is that they have trouble letting go of their own regulations.
所以主耶稣在讲法利赛人在圣殿里面祷告说：“我不像那个罪人，我怎样我怎样。”就是法利赛人。
And so Jesus talked about the Pharisees. The way they pray is, "I am not like the sinners. I do this and this and this."
这个很难的。
Pharisees. So it's difficult for them.
法利赛人守摩西的律法。
Because the Pharisees keep the law of Moses.
是要靠肉体来称义的。
And they rely on the flesh to achieve righteousness.
这个是基督救恩的一个障碍。
And this is a stumbling block to receiving the salvation of Christ.
很难用。
So it's very hard to have a Pharisee.
那现在保罗把他被拣选了。
But now Paul has been chosen.
不是因为他是法利赛人，神拣选他。
And he was not chosen because he was a Pharisee.
神拣选他是要表示说，即使法利赛人信耶稣，也要把法利赛人夸口的要把他拿掉。
Jesus chose him because even if a Pharisee could believe, then anyone who could remotely boast about the law of Moses can see that this Pharisee has believed in Jesus Christ.
今天我们要做圣工。
Today we want to do the holy work.
你看，神在用保罗跟神在用彼得不太一样。
And we can see that how God uses Paul is different from how he used Peter.
保罗拥有很多彼得所没有的条件。
Paul had many qualifications that Peter did not have.
彼得可以说一无所有。
Peter, you could say, had nothing.
但是神两个都用他们。
But God used both of them.
保罗拥有很多。
Paul had many things.
但是他拥有很多里面，那有很多是用做圣工用不着的。
But many of the skills he had could not be used in doing God's work.
会成为他服侍神的障碍。
In fact, many of the knowledge he had would actually be a stumbling block to doing God's work.
所以神要一个一个把它消掉。
So God is cutting those things off one by one.
他才能够真的靠神来做圣工。
And only by doing that could Paul truly rely on God to do the holy work.
那彼得一无所有，怎么做圣工？
If Peter had nothing, then how can he do the holy work?
彼得一无所有，神就一直给他。
Peter had nothing, so God kept granting him things.
没有口才，给你口才。
Peter was not a good speaker, but God gave him the ability to speak.
没有智慧，给你智慧。
Peter was not educated, but God gave him wisdom.
没有能力，给你能力。
Peter was very weak, but God gave him strength.
没有胆量，给你胆量。
And Peter was very timid, but God gave him courage.
所以主耶稣在选召彼得在做渔夫的时候，跟主耶稣升天以后，彼得在传道的彼得不一样。
So the Peter that God had chosen when he was a fisherman is a very different from the Peter that was witnessing the ascension of Jesus Christ to heaven.
所以彼得在传道的时候，人就很稀奇，他是跟过耶稣的。
So when people saw Peter, they were very amazed because he had followed Jesus.
为什么说跟过耶稣的？
How did they know that he had been with Jesus?
因为他身上有主耶稣所有的这些特质。
Because on him, there were many of the gifts that Jesus had gave him.
所以今天我们做圣工到底要怎么样才能做圣工呢？
So how should we do it so that we can do holy work?
如果我们读一个博士学位，让你有更好的工具，这是好的。
If you have a PhD and that is a tool for you, that is very good.
但是这个头衔本身是不重要的。
But this is not the most important thing.
头衔了 ，title 本身了。
But the title itself is not important.
是那个工具本身，你装备自己有这个工具本身重要，不是头衔。
It's the tools and the skills that you possess that is important, not the title.
因此，保罗这里的法利赛人，我是法利赛人，这个头衔不重要了。虽然这个是被人尊重的一个原因，这个不重要了。
Paul had the title of a Pharisee, and this title did him no good in terms of doing holy work, but he was very well respected in society.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工啊，头衔真的不是重要。
So when we do holy work in church, our title is really not important.
重要是有没有神的同在。
The important thing is whether or not God abides with you.
那下面第六节。
So we read verse 6.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church.
保罗逼迫耶稣啊，跟文字法利赛人逼迫耶稣原因不一样啊。
Paul persecuted the church for a reason that is different from the law. The experts of the law persecuted the church.
文士法利赛人逼迫耶稣是嫉妒啊。
The experts of the law and the Pharisees persecuted the Christians out of jealousy.
耶稣一吩咐，犯鬼的打滚，鬼出去了。文士法利赛人，这个做不到。
So when Jesus cast out the demons, the Pharisees knew they couldn't do it.
把耶稣一讲道理，大家都悔改。
Once Jesus gave a sermon and everyone repented.
这个文士法利赛人做不到。
And these are things that the Pharisees and Sadducees could not do. 耶稣辨
别个五千个人，文士法利赛人做不到。
Jesus fed 5,000 people, but the Pharisees could not.
所以看到大家去跟从耶稣怎么办呢？
And so they saw that everyone was following Jesus.
嫉妒，把他杀掉就完了。
And so they were very jealous of Jesus, and so they decided to kill him.
但是保罗逼迫耶稣不是这个。
But Paul persecuted Jesus for a different reason.
是因为热心。
It was because he was zealous.
对犹太教的热心。
He was very zealous for the Jewish faith.
所以他觉得要把耶稣除掉。
So he felt that he had to eliminate Jesus Christ.
因为他不认识耶稣。
Because he did not know Jesus.
所以他有热心，没有真知识，因此到最后把耶稣逼迫很多信耶稣的人。
Paul is very zealous, but he did not have the true knowledge. So at the end of the story, he ended up persecuting many believers in Christ.
那个真知识就是要靠耶稣才能称义，不是靠行为。
And the true knowledge, the true wisdom, is that you can only be justified by, you can be considered righteous only by faith in Jesus Christ and not by your deeds.
因此，这个律法上的热心呢，这个也没有用。
So the zealousness for the law is useless also.
因为这不是从真知识来的。
Because this law is not from the true wisdom.
那下面就律法上的义来说。
And so if you want to talk about righteousness by the law.
我是无可指摘的。
Paul said, I am blameless.
为什么这个也要把它拿掉？
Why did this have to be removed?
因为律法上的义只是部分的义，不是全部的义。
Because the righteousness by the law is only a part of righteousness.
主耶稣说：“你的义如没有胜过文字法利赛人，你断不能进天国。”
Jesus said that if your righteousness cannot surpass that of the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
真的，有时候我们信主久了，会像文字法利赛人。
It's true. After you believe in Jesus Christ for a long time, you may become like the Pharisees.
四条诫命一拿出来
，Take out the Ten Commandments.
第一条，拜神当然有。
First commandment, I do worship God.
第二条，不拜偶像，当然有。
Number two, I don't worship idols.
第三条，尊神的名，我也没有拿来开玩笑。
And to, number three, I do not use the Lord's name in vain.
第四条，守安息日，我也有，都来，虽然迟到，还是有来。
Number four, I keep the Sabbath day, even if I'm late to service, I do come.
有时候早退也没有关系，反正我有来报道啊。
Well, even if I left early, at least I came.
第五条，孝敬父母，我比别人好啊。
And number five, I do respect my parents.
第六条，不杀人，我根本就没有杀人。
And number six is do not murder, and I certainly haven't killed anyone.
第七条，没有犯奸淫，我很爱我太太，没有。
And I love my wife, so I have not committed adultery.
算来算去，我们的十条诫命看来看去，一人就是我，还有谁？
And so if you look at the Ten Commandments, you look at yourself, you might say, I am a righteous person.
因为我们觉得义人，所以我们就开始去找，哎，你有这个缺点，你有这个缺点，开始在指责别人了。
And because we feel like we are righteous, we look at others and we say, you have this problem, you have this problem, you have to fix it.
如果我觉得我是罪人，
if we feel that we are sinners,
我怎么敢讲你的罪？
Then
how would I, 我也是罪人
啊。 How would I dare, talk about your sin, because I am a sinner also.
如果我们的义没有超过文字法律在里，你就不能进天国。
If your righteousness does not surpass those of the Pharisees, we cannot enter heaven.
好，现在怎么超过？
So how do we surpass their righteousness?
不可以杀人。
Number one, we cannot kill people.
第六条，不可以杀人。
Number six, we cannot kill.
主耶稣说，恨人就杀人。
Jesus said, if you hate someone, you have committed murder.
诸位，你有没有恨过人？
Amongst us, if anyone us, one of us hated someone, have you ever been so annoyed and hated someone? If you hate, you have no love.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
恨就是站在神的另外一边。
And so hate is in direct opposition to God.
就是站在黑暗里面。
And so you have stood in the darkness.
就是跟神对立。
And you are in opposition to God.
我们有没有恨吗？
Have we ever hated?
如果我们没有恨，
if we have no hate,
每一个人都天下太平，大家都很和睦。
Then there is peace on earth and everyone is living in harmony.
恨使人跟人分离。
Hate is what separates people.
恨使夫妻分离。
Hate is what causes married couples to break up.
恨使家庭拆散。
Hate causes the family to disintegrate.
我们没有杀人，但是恨多多少少都有。
We may not have killed anyone, but we have hated to some degree.
这个不是罪吗？
Is this not a sin?
第七条。
Verse seven, I mean, the seventh commandment.
我不可以犯奸淫。
Cannot commit adultery.
肉体上没有了。
And the flesh, no.
但是主耶稣说，你看到异性就动淫念，你已经在心里犯奸淫了。
But Jesus said, if you look at a woman and you have thoughts, then you have committed adultery.
这一条一摆出来，有几个可以没有犯罪？
If you had this kind of regulation, how many have not sinned?
你看现在的电影。
If you look at the movies.
Movie, 对。
Movies.
没有拳头跟枕头不会吸引人。
If there's no violence and there's no sex, then no one will go see it.
那为什么人要看色情？有色情在里面。
Why do people want to see things with sex in it?
如果你看了不会动心，你为什么要看？
If you watch it and you are not stirred up, then why do you watch it?
很少人说我去看，人家证明说我不动心，所以我去看。很少人这样。
No one says, I'm going to prove that I'm unmoved by these things, so I go watch a movie with sex in it.
如果你陶醉在其中，你已经动心了，那个就是罪。
But if you already have these thoughts in your heart, then you have sinned already.
有一篇文章在讲了现在的说 infidelity 就对配偶的不忠实。
I read an article about infidelity.
他在讲公司里面很流行。
And they said that in the company it's very prevalent.
不一定你会跟他发生关系。
It doesn't mean that you'll have a relationship with this person.
但是你在公司里 flirting 啊，打情俏骂，那个就是有问题啊。
But flirting is very common in the workplace.
就是心里的罪。
And this is not quite right. And so this is sin.
你心里暗中的跟另外一个异性已经 emotional attached 了，就是你的这个心已经连在一起了。
So in your heart, you are emotionally attached to the person you flirt with.
你没有看到那一个人，你觉得好像失掉什么。
And if you did not see this person at work, you feel like something's missing.
你看到那个人，你就觉得很高兴。
You see that person, you feel very happy.
但是那个人不是你的配偶啊。
But the person is not your spouse.
那个就是罪。
So that is a sin.
这一条一出来，谁没有罪？
If you use this regulation, then which one of us have not sinned?
所以十条诫命，你如果把它讲到他的内心，每一个人天天犯罪。
So if you take the Ten Commandments and study them very carefully and all their regulations, you will find that we have all sinned.
因此保罗说，律法上的义，我是无可指摘，这个不能救人的。
Paul says, in terms of the righteousness by law, I am blameless, but this cannot save people.
这个要把它忘掉啊，你才会进步啊。
Only if you have forgotten this, then you will be able to improve.
神是讲精义的，精义的，怎么办？
God talks about the spirit of the law.
人是讲字句的
，but man talks about the formality.
字句是注重外表的
，the letter.
字句是注重外表的
，so the letter of the law places emphasis on what you do.
精义是注重内心的
，but the spirit of law emphasizes on what you think in your heart.
所以你如果一直注重字句哦，到最后做基督徒越来越浅了。
So if you follow the letter of the law, your faith become more and more shallow.
我今天我来了，我守安息日的。
For instance, today I did come and I'm keeping the Sabbath.
这个是字句。
This is by the letter of the law you are keeping.
什么叫做精义？
What is keeping the law with your heart?
你有没有完全与世俗断绝？
Have you isolated your heart from the world.
今天完全尊神为大。
And today you proclaim God as the greatest.
以赛亚书里面讲守安息日怎么守？
Isaiah, how does Isaiah tell us to keep the Sabbath?
不随自己的私意。
Is to not do according to your will.
不说自己的私话。
And not to do the things that you want to do.
你看我们安息日。
So on Sabbath day.
我们讲的，我们想的，不是还是世俗很多吗？
Like what we think and what we say, aren't they about the things that we want to think and say?
所以我们如果一直注重字句，到最后变成说，我只要来聚会奉献钱，好像这个纳税一样，我就是好基督徒。
And so if you keep the letter of the law, then you will feel satisfied with just showing up at church and offering tithe.
但是如果你进到经义里面去,
But if you really want to keep the spirit of the law,
好基督徒是在里面有爱。
A good Christian has love in his heart.
你真的爱神跟爱人。
You truly love God and you love people.
这就不简单了。
And so this is very difficult.
所以这个律法上的义无可指责，这个要把它忘掉。
And so this righteousness by the law is useless, and so we must leave it behind.
你才能够往前迈进，才能够往标杆直跑。
And only by doing so, we can pursue urgently toward the goal.
第七节。
Verse 7.
腓立比书三章第七节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
只是我先前与我有益的，我现在因为认识耶稣，都当作有损。
Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ.
到最后一个结论。
And so this is a conclusion.
只要我们对追求属灵上有损的，你都要把它放在一旁。
And so anything that is a blockage to you pursuing the spiritual thing, you have to put aside.
这样我们才能够往标杆直跑。
And so and only this way can you run toward your goal.
真的，我们信仰要努力啊，要学习忘记背后。
And so a practice in our faith is to forget what has happened in the past.
我们从圣经来看几个例子，怎么去忘记背后。
So let's look at some examples in the Bible about forgetting what is behind.
一个是约瑟。
One is Joseph.
约瑟被他的哥哥出卖到埃及去。
Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
这个真的很难接受的。
This is a reality that's very hard to accept.
所以约瑟生了两个孩子。
Joseph had two children.
一个叫做马拿西，一个叫以法莲。
One was called Manasseh and one was called Ephraim.
一个就意思叫做神使我在埃及昌盛。
And one, the meaning of one was God is with me.
昌盛 prosper.
Help me prosper in Egypt.
另外一个就是神使我忘记埃及的痛苦。
And the other child's name meant God has made me forget the sufferings in Egypt.
约瑟在十七岁就被他哥哥卖了。
Joseph was 17 years old when he was sold by his brothers.
那这个被他哥哥卖，他没有错啊。
When he was sold by his older brothers, he had done them no wrong.
他哥哥为什么卖他？
Why did his brothers sell him?
因为看他身上穿了一件彩衣，又怎么你有我们没有？
And why did they sell them? Because he had a nice cloak and they didn't have one.
他的父亲偏爱。
Because of the favoritism shown by his parents.
所以约瑟就被他哥哥卖掉了。
So Joseph was sold by his brothers.
这个几年啊，十七岁以后在埃及真的受苦。
So after many years, he suffered greatly in Egypt.
等到约瑟的哥哥都搬到埃及。
Until the time when Joseph's older brothers moved to Egypt.
等到他父亲死了。
When his father died.
约瑟哥哥开始害怕了。
Then Joseph's brothers became very afraid.
我们接下来看《创世纪》的五十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的五十章。
Genesis chapter 50.
十五节。
Verse 15.
约瑟的哥哥看见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟恨我们，照着我们从前待他一切，足足的报复我们。”十六节。
Verse 16.
他们打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死以前吩咐说，十七节。
Verse 17.
你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥待恶待你们，求你饶恕他们的过犯和他们的罪，如今求你饶恕你父，饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这个话。这约瑟的哥哥还他约瑟的爸爸还在哦。约瑟对他兄弟很好。
When Joseph's father was still alive, Joseph treated his brothers very well.
约瑟的爸爸一死啊，他哥哥就害怕了。
So after his father died, his brothers became very afraid.
因为他觉得这个约瑟可能是看在父亲的脸上啊，手下留情。
Because they thought that Joseph was being kind to them because their father was still alive.
父亲死了。
Now their father is dead.
约瑟要算账了。
So now Joseph has a right to payback.
约瑟就大哥哥就很害怕。
So the brothers are very afraid.
就告诉约瑟。
And so they sent to Joseph.
然后把他爸爸的名字也搬出来。
And they even involved the name of his father.
到底他爸爸有没有这样讲？不知道，反正搬出来，爸爸这样讲。
And we don't know if Jacob actually said this, but they said that he did.
只有一个目的啊。
And the only reason.
希望他的哥哥不要报复。
And the only reason why they said that was that they did not want Joseph to take revenge on them.
十七节说约瑟就哭了。
And verse 17 tells us that Joseph wept.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
如果约瑟笑了，他哥哥就完了。
If Joseph had laughed, then the brothers are done for.
为什么约瑟会笑？
Why would Joseph laugh?
风水轮流转了，今天换我来对待你。
Well, the tables have turned, and now it's my turn to repay you for what you deserve.
要怎么样，约瑟都可以啊。
And whatever Joseph wanted to do to them, he could.
但是约瑟哭了。
But Joseph wept.
约瑟为什么哭？
Why did Joseph weep?
因为他觉得他的哥哥不了解他。
Because he felt that his brothers did not understand him.
所以他对他哥哥说。
And so he said to his brothers, verse 18.
说你们我们是你的仆人十九节。约瑟对他说，不要害怕，我岂能够代替神呢？二十节。
Verse 20.
从前你们意思是要害我，但神的意思是要好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就神的光景。你看，约瑟对他的哥哥没有恨。
We can see here that Joseph had no hate toward his brothers.
他能够把过去的受苦把它不是忘记哦，把它摆在一旁。
Joseph was able to not forget but place aside the sufferings he had in the past.
很难忘记，这个很难忘记啊。
These kind of things is very difficult to forget.
别人怎么样的恶待我们，别人怎么对待我们，很难忘记的。
It is hard to forget the evil that people have done to you.
你越想忘记，越忘不了。
And the more you try to forget, the more you can't forget.
因为这个忘记不是好像开关开掉了，好像那个电脑你一个底力就没有了。
Forgetting something in your memory is not like deleting something in the computer.
那怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
你要想办法把它综合变成没有毒，然后放一旁，然后往前迈进。
So you have to find some way to make it so make that so it's not venomous and put it aside and then keep moving ahead.
那约瑟怎么样把过去的痛苦把它综合掉，把它放在一旁，往前迈进呢？
So how was Joseph able to set aside all the sufferings and evils that have happened to him?
他就要站在神的立场来看。
He looked at this the situation from God's perspective.
你们的意思不好，是要卖我，不错。
And he acknowledged the fact that yes, you meant to hurt me when you sold me to Egypt.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God's intention was good.
所以你们要卖我是有神允许的。
So the fact that you wanted to sell me had God's working in it.
神允许它发生，就是要差我来为你们预备粮食。
And because God allowed it to happen, it is His way to send me to Egypt so I could help you now.
所以约瑟已经能够看到被卖隐藏神美好的旨意。
So Joseph was able to see the reason why he was sold to Egypt.
所以这场恨就过去了。
And because he could see this, he had no hate.
他的就能够在信仰上往前迈进。
And he was able to move forward in his faith in God.
所以今天我们人际之间牵牵扯扯，一定要忘记背后，你才能够努力前面。
And so we can see from this incident that in all matters, in order to move ahead, we need to put aside what is behind us.
如果我们没有办法忘记背后，我们就没有办法努力前面。
If we cannot forget what is behind, then we cannot move forward.
哥林多后书里面说，若有人在基督里面，一切都是新的。他就是新造的人。
Second Corinthians tells us, if someone is in Christ, then he is a new person, and everything is new.
过去旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Even everything in the past has become new.
若有人在基督里。
If that person is in Christ.
旧事要让他过去。
Then all the old things will pass.
一切都变成新的。
And everything will become new.
我们往前看。
So if we look forward,
一切都变成新的。
Everything is new.
这个叫做在基督里面。
And this is what you get if you dwell in Jesus Christ.
这个就是当时保罗的努力。
And so this is what Paul strive for.
要忘记背后，努力前面。
To put aside what is behind and strive forward.
另外一个例子就是亚伯拉罕。
Another example of putting things behind is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的罗，他的只有罗德跟他出来。
When Abraham left, only his nephew Lot came with him.
那现在两个合不来。
And now the two of them don't get along.
亚伯兰说：“你先选吧。”
And so Abraham said, "Then you pick the land you want to go."
你先左，我就选右。
If you pick left, I will go right.
罗德是下辈啊。
And Lot was one generation under Abraham.
但是罗德选择最好的。
But Lot chose what he thought was best for him.
最好的选出来，不好的留给亚伯拉。
And so he picked what was best for himself and gave the worst part to his uncle.
请问，如果你是亚伯拉罕？
If you were Abraham,
请问你会怎么做？
What would you do?
后来神说要毁灭索多玛。
And later on, God said he wanted to destroy Sodom.
罗德住在亚多玛，罗多索多玛里面。
And Lot lives in Sodom.
如果你是亚伯拉罕，你会怎么做？
If you were Abraham, what would you do?
你看神在报应了。
You might say to yourself, God is wreaking revenge for me.
你选择最好的，现在索多玛要毁灭，感谢神。
You picked what you thought was best, and now Sodom is going to be destroyed, so thank God.
亚伯兰没有这样。
But Abraham did not think like this.
他开始祷告。
He started to pray.
神啊，你要毁灭他吗？
He asked, God, are you really going to destroy them?
如果五十个义人，你要毁灭吗？
If there are 50 righteous people in Sodom, will you still destroy it?
一直求到十个人。
And he bargained with God all the way down to 10 people.
圣经说神纪念亚伯拉罕。
The Bible says that God remembered Abraham.
能把罗德救出来。
And because of that, he saved Lot.
神纪念亚伯兰的代祷。
Because God remembered Abraham's prayer.
把罗德救出来。
And so he saved Lot.
那为什么亚伯拉罕能够对罗德这样呢？
And why is it that Abraham was able to treat Lot in this way?
也是忘记背后。
And it has to do with the fact that he has forgotten the past and has moved forward.
因为当罗德一搬走。
Because once Lot has moved away,
神就向亚伯兰显现。
God told Abraham,
说你起来看。
Take a look around you.
你看到我都要给你。
Whatever you see, I will give to you.
你起来走。
Get up and walk.
你走过了我都要给你。
Everywhere you have walked,
所以亚伯兰亲身体验到。
So Abraham has experienced himself.
如果他站在神这边，神的恩典就继续不断的来到。
If he stands on the side of God, then the blessings of God will keep coming.
那至于罗德怎样，那个随他吧。
But whatever Lot does is really up to him.
不能因为罗德的错误，亚伯兰就站在神的对边。
And Lot's mistakes would never set Abraham on the opposite side of God.
因为这个原则抓住了。
Because Abraham understood this.
所以后来罗德被所有的妻儿财产都被掳走了。
And when Lot's family and all his possessions were captured.
亚伯兰是一个老公公啊。
Abraham was an old grandpa.
骑着马整夜没有睡觉，一直奔跑。
He rode a horse all night.
要把他救回来。
Just to save Lot.
那是冒生命的危险啊。
He even risked his life to
do that. 为什么亚伯兰能够这样做？
Why was Abraham able to do this?
忘记背后。
Because he had forgotten the past.
努力前面。
And push forward to what is ahead.
要朝着标杆直跑。
And he ran toward the goal.
要做一个神所喜悦的人。
In order to be a person that is pleasing to God.
要站在神的这一边。
You need to stand on God's side.
这个就是我们的标杆。
And this is our goal.
这个就是我们应该努力的目标。
And this is what we should strive towards.
如果我们能够忘记背后。
If we can put aside what is behind.
努力前面。
And strive forward,
一切都变成新的。
Then everything will become new.
夫妻生活，
your marriage life,
家庭生活，
your family life,
教会生活，
your church life,
一切都变成新的。
Everything will be renewed.
因为过去已经过去了。
Because the past has already passed.
努力前面。
And so you keep striving to the future.